As we are all aware, cervical cancer will affect nearly 10,000 women this year in America. Unfortunately, it's going to affect black women at higher rates. And in Florida, Haitian women see the highest rates of cervical cancer and mortality. And as you can see, with an incidence rate of 38 per 100,000, Haitian women are experiencing cervical cancer at 3 to 4 times the rate of the average American woman. We're all aware of the great success of the pap smear in reducing the rates of cervical cancer in America. Unfortunately, Haitian women are not experiencing this because they're underutilizing the pap smear. In this population of Miami, there are nearly 31% of Haitians who have never had a pap smear in their life, and 40% have not met the national guidelines by having a pap smear in the past 3 years. So let me tell you a little bit about Little Haiti in Miami. This is the area of Miami where most of the Haitians reside. And there are estimates that there are about 250,000 Haitians in this area, but these are just estimates because it's a largely undocumented immigrant population and thus very difficult to document on a census. This population tends to be very poor. 40% live below the federal poverty line, with 25% unemployed, and the majority speak Creole only. This is a problem in Miami where most of the healthcare providers are not Creole speaking. Another issue for Haitians in Miami is a double discrimination status. Being black and Creole speaking is a difficult thing, as well as the immigration policy, especially in Miami where there's a sharp dichotomy between Haitian Americans and Cuban Americans. Cuban Americans enjoy the one dry foot on land policy, and Haitian Americans do not. In terms of healthcare and immigration, the socio-historical context is very important. In the 80s, when Haitians were coming in great numbers to Miami, when they were being tested for HIV and were found to be positive, they were sent to Guantanamo Bay. So there was a great fear of the health system in Miami by the Haitians. So what are some of the barriers to pap smear screening in the Haitian American population? And some of this reflects what is going on, what I just told you about, the poverty, obviously low health insurance status, and access to care. But that is not only limited to insurance status, but to the lack of female providers, the lack of Creole-speaking providers. There's also a very interesting dissonance between Haitians' concepts of preventative care and Western medicine concepts of preventative care. Haitians often turn to herbal teas and baths, and this is an idea where they like to balance the humoral system, the hot and cold of the body. They also pray and use voodoo. And often they will go through all of these methods, and when they still are experiencing symptoms, then they will seek care from a Western doctor. There's also, with cancer in particular, there was a focus group done in New York a few years ago, and Haitians were asked, what do you think of when you hear the word cancer? And most said, death. Well, they said, well, is there anything you can do to prevent cancer? And they said, no. Other than pray, there's nothing to do. And this creates a large barrier for Haitians to seek preventative health care as well as to think that there's anything to do about it. There's also many misperceptions specific to cervical cancer in how do you get cervical cancer. When they were asked that, Haitians said either from untreated infections or from internal injuries secondary to sexual activity. Now, this is difficult for communication because Haitians don't like to speak about sex in the home or in schools, and that also creates a large barrier to knowledge base. So what is our studying trying to do? Pap test lakai. This means pap test in the home. And we are testing a new self-sampling device to see if it is acceptable for Haitian women. This is the Fournay self-sampling device. It is a tampon-like device that women can use on their own. It is very easy and comfortable to use. And it can be analyzed for HPV, cytology, as well as STDs. And it has been shown to have similar efficacy for detecting cervical abnormalities. What was our study design? We're working with a community-based partnership called Partners in Action, and this is a group that oversees 3 federally funded grants at the time being, and they help us with community access as well as cultural appropriateness. So we're conducting a one-time cross-sectional survey of 350 women And utilizing community health workers to access the women and to collect study data. And we're recruiting our women through convenient sampling. Essentially, the community health workers contact women in local settings, such as salons and churches, as well as some phone. And then they make an appointment with the woman to visit them, generally at the home. That's where most of the women are deciding that this is the place they want to do it. At that time, the community health workers visits them in the home, after obtaining an informed consent, conducts a structured survey about knowledge and certain demographics, and then the woman uses the self-sampler in the home and provides the cervical specimen to the health worker who brings it back for us. These surveys can be conducted in English or Haitian Creole, depending on the patient's preference. How are we measuring acceptability? We're looking at two different factors. Our objective measure is to look at women through the recruitment process to see how many women are accepting to be in the study to begin with. And then we're also looking at a subjective measure with the questionnaire and how they enjoyed or liked the self-sampler. I don't know if they enjoyed it, but... So thus far, we have approached 162 women, and 142 have agreed to participate, which is a very high acceptance rate of about 88%. While we still have about 29 home visits scheduled at this point, and recruitment is still going on, 109 home visits have been completed. Only four have not shown up or made repeat appointments. Only five have refused consent, and although it's not documented why they refuse consent, there is some literature that suggests that an undocumented immigrant population, people are not very comfortable signing their name to anything that looks like an official document, and I would like to believe that is why five refuse consent. But in total, we have 103 that have completed the sampler and the questionnaire. Just to give you a little bit of background on what kind of demographics this population is, they're all women over the age of 18, the majority of which are between the ages of 31 and 45. 98% were born outside of the United States, and 96% were born in Haiti, and the majority of which speak Creole mainly on a daily basis. And about 30% don't speak any English. In terms of the subjective measure, of the women who have experienced a clinician-performed pap smear before, a full 91% prefer the Fournier self-sampling device to the pap smear. 93% find it easy to use as well as very comfortable, and 96% were comfortable using it in their home as opposed to in a clinic. And almost all would recommend this to their family and friends. So I think although we've not yet completed 350 women, we can say that the Fournier self-sampler device seems to be a culturally acceptable alternative for Haitian women, and Haitian women seem to prefer it even to the pap smear. I think this has great implications for the possibility of increasing screening compliance within this population and possibly with other ethnic minority populations. So in conclusion, in addition to studying the acceptability, we're looking at increasing ways to increase access to cervical cancer screening. And we're doing this by combining three very unique techniques. We look at the Fournier self-sampling device. This is helping us overcome the barriers of modesty and the need for female providers. And then the home visits allow women to do this in their home, not seeking care in a public institution where there's fear of INS, geographical boundaries, transportation issues, clinic work hours, and the community health workers, being Creole-speaking Haitian Americans living and working in the same community, overcome barriers of language and trust issues, as well as transportation and communication in an area where a lot of people do not have telephones or stable mailing addresses. So I think by combining those three entities together, we're going to see a real increase in cervical cancer screening. Well, thank you for your time.